Chapter 14. What's the difference between a language and a dialect? Reading. Language and politics sometimes get mixed up, and this is particularly the case when we begin to distinguish a language from dialect. One popular saying notes, a language is a dialect with an army. There is more than a small amount of truth to the saying, as the tongues of many nation-states, Japan, Japanese, Spain, Spanish, Tonga, Tongan, are also considered to be languages. But if we set aside the politics for a moment, we can sometimes see that the political and linguistic realities differ. Let us take, for example, Taiwanese. Many people in Taiwan differentiate Taiwanese from Mandarin Chinese. This is done partially for linguistic reasons. There are lexical differences between the two, but also for political reasons as a display of independence from mainland China. In reality, Taiwanese is a dialect of Mandarin. People sometimes refer to Bahasa Malay and Bahasa Indonesia as two separate languages because there are two separate countries. Yet, here too, what we have is one language and one dialect. Dutch, which is spoken in Holland, is another example. Dutch and German are generally considered to be separate languages. But what happens between Dutch and German is quite interesting. Dutch and German form what is called a dialect chain in their border regions. In the area on the border of the two countries, there is a gradual shift from town to town in how much German or Dutch is used, in other words, a slow progression from German-speaking to Dutch-speaking from east to west. So what is a dialect and what is a language? Linguists have battled with this question for a long time. But one very good suggestion comes from Barbara and Joe Grimes, editors of The Ethnologue, a book covering all of the world's known languages. They believe communicativeness is the key. Can two communities that speak differently understand one another enough to have a meaningful conversation? If the answer is yes, then what we are dealing with are probably dialects. If they cannot, then we have two separate languages. Taking this linguistic approach and avoiding the politics surrounding this problem, we can easily see that this is a better way of deciding the difference between language and dialect. To give a couple of examples, people in New York who speak with a New York dialect can still communicate meaningfully with someone from Chicago or Los Angeles, even though the forms of the language are different. Similarly, people in Hokkaido who speak Hokkaido-ben can still communicate with people from Osaka who speak Kansai-ben. Therefore, these are dialects. Just as language continually changes, so do dialects, and it is possible for a dialect to become a language. The most distinct dialect of Japanese is that of Kagoshima-ben, which is only said to be about 72% similar with standard Japanese. Only time will tell if Kagoshima-ben will diverge from standard Japanese to become its own language, or whether it will converge to be more like the standard.